The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Yigimel Amud Aleph and the top of Daf Yigimel Beis discusses the Indian of Chashmal. Chashmal has something to do with the Maisa Merkava, with a certain type of Malach or Malachim that are involved in the Maisa Merkava. And the Gemara says, "My Chashmal." What does Chashmal mean? And it says it's Chayos Eish Mamalolos. According to our Mandamer, it's these Chayos, these Malachim, who would, when they talk, they would shoot fire. Fire would come out of their mouth. That's the Indian of Chashmal. The Gemara says, "Itim chashos, itim emalos." These are some type of halig malachim that are referred to as chashmal. And this Gemara is the source of a big controversy that erupted between the paiskim, whether one could use the word chashmal nowadays to refer to electricity. Kayadua, in modern Hebrew, the word for electricity is chashmal. You could see that where it came from, why that they came up with that word. But the question was, is it proper to use this word chashmal? It's something that refers to the halig malachim, this chayos eish memalos. Is it considered a zilzal to use this word for what we refer to as electricity, or is it not a problem? And one of the people who speaks about this is the Debrezina Rav in the Chubas Bar Maisha. The Debrezina was from the Gdelia Paiskim in America, Valdika Chubas, Chubas Bar Maisha, and in the Hakdama of Chelik Beis of his Chubas, he talks about this Indian. He writes that after he put out Chelik Aleph of his Chubas, he got many, many Mechtavim, Haris, and all different Inyanim. And he refers to one letter specifically that he got was mamish about this Inyan. So apparently the Debrezina Rav did refer to electricity as Chashmal throughout his Chubas over there. And this Rav, who wrote him a letter, an anonymous Rav, was very upset about this. And he said that it's not right to do this. And he quoted a different Rav Goyna Mefursim that said that he was upset that he izu likach tevas chashmal, that they had the audacity to take this word chashmal, shenizkar b'maisa merkava yecheskel, which is written by the maisa merkava yecheskel, as sarfei kodesh. It's referring to sarfei kodesh, malachi mailo, ekinu is electri b'shem zeh. And then they used that to refer to the mundane electricity. How could he do this? It's a bizayin to the musig of chashmal in the Gemara. He quotes this Gemara in Chagiga over here, and he felt that it shouldn't be done. And he tainas on the Bar Moshe, the Debrezina Rav, for using it, and he asks him to correct his mistake in his following svarim, to not refer to it as chashmal anymore, but to refer to it as electri or electricity. Now the Bar Moshe has a whole arichas over there defending himself, and he feels that it's not a problem. There's nothing wrong with calling it chashmal. He brings some Gedolei Olam before him. The Gedolei Paiskim refer to it as chashmal, and he says it's not a problem. He says we even find the Shem Elokim itself, Hashem, uses in the Torah to refer to Dayanim. So it's not a problem if a Shem of Kodesh is also used for things that are mundane. The Shem Shalom is a Shem of Hashem. It's also used for Shemus Mei Adam. So the whole idea doesn't seem to bother him so much, and therefore he's matzdik. He justifies his anhaga of calling it chashmal, but he does say in the future publications, future svarim, he's going to be masking to this rav, and he's going to change it from chashmal to electri. But he says not so much for your reason, but for a different reason, because the ma'isa chashmal is a new word. He says it's a lashon of the ivrit hachadasha from the mischachim, so he didn't feel comfortable using that word. He would rather use the word electri, and for that reason, he says he's going to switch from chashmal to electri. So that's what the Debrezina Rav wrote over there. But be'etzem, it didn't really bother him, the fact that chashmal is referring to the malachim, to use it for the mundane electricity, the way we use it today. The Chazon Ish also was asked about this. This is brought down in his Sefer Dinim v'Hanhagos. He was asked about chashmal, and he wasn't happy with it either. He says, "Pam amar shegam shem chashmal hayakasha alav shalakhu l'shimush ala electri." It bothered him that they use this word chashmal to refer to electricity. That is lechare not the proper thing to do. But yet, if you look through the Chazon Ish, the actual Sefer Chazon Ish, throughout the Chazon Ish, he uses the word chashmal all the time. He did seem to use it, even though he does write over here that it bothered him. And lechare the pshat is that he understood it like Shlomo Zalman writes. Shlomo Zalman writes in Mizbratan, the Halicha Shloima on Tefillah, in Perek Chavez, in Perek, the 22nd Perek, he says like this. He says, "Af," this is quoting a tshuva from Shlomo Zalman that he wrote. He says, "Af debitchila kashukav l'shem chashmal al ma'ara elektri loy toiva." So he's like Shlomo Zalman, even though in the beginning when they chose that word chashmal to refer to electricity, that was not a good choice. Ki yesh b'zeh mishum zilzol. It's a zilzol to the real chashmal, to the malachim, chayas eish memalais. Aval, he says, "Mekamachim l'achoshik v'nikva." Once it's already became part of the vernacular, became part of the language, ain lachosh b'zeh, you don't have to worry about it. V'heter gamen. It's 100% mutter to use the word chashmal. Like dummy, it's not like other Seamus, and he doesn't have any problem with it. And he says, I'm not familiar with any Isser to say the names of Malachim, Milvad, Shem, Matat, except for Matat. We'll see later on in the Gemara, Yeshnagim, Lahachmer. Some people are Machmer, and that for other reasons, like we'll see, because there's more of an into Machmer. But besides for that, he is not concerned with using the Shemus HaMalachim, and he has no problem with using Chashmal. He also uses the Lashon Chashmal all the time in his Chubas, but they do point out in a footnote over there that when Rav Shlomo Zalman put out his original Chibur and Electricity, the Sefer Ma'ariv Ha'esh, in 1935, he himself referred to it as a Electria, not as Chashmal, but later on he seemed to be okay with it once it became a Kubbal, that there's nothing wrong with using the word Chashmal. Look in the Egres Meisha from Meisha Feinstein, he uses the word Chashmal Keseder, but he does also use the word Electri sometimes. Sometimes he does both. He writes Chashmal, then in parentheses he writes Electri. Maybe people didn't know exactly what Chashmal was. It probably depended on the time in the Tkufa, how popular the word Chashmal was at that time. But Al Kopanim, this is the mucker of this controversy, whether one could use the word Chashmal or not. And it seems to be that everyone agrees that it was not a good choice to use this word to begin with. But Lamaisa, once it became part of the language, and we use it to refer to the to electricity, that there's not a problem with using it, and it's a heter gomer, as Shlomo Zalman says, and that seems to be the minhag ha'olam, to use the word chashmal today in reference to electricity and not worry about it. But at the same time, it's kedai to keep in mind and remember what the real chashmal is, the chayas esh mamala, is things that are lamaila from us, things we have no hasag in, the gemal de kemaisa merkava, that we find right over here in the sugin chagiga, and daf yud gimel amud aleph.